Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, is with me by phone. Thanks so much, Kenny, for joining us as always.
Yeah, good to be here. We got a little bit of snow in the Twin Cities area, so we got actually about a half a foot.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's
it was
a white
wild.
World. So we got,
yeah, the airport got 6.9 inches, so this is
no
something
way.
Else. We almost doubled our seasonal snowfall to date, and we're still even with that snow, it broke a record. It was the most snow we'd ever recorded on Valentine's Day, and so it was like, is this kind of big deal, right?
Yeah.
1,500 spinouts and accidents or something like that. But
what?
Yeah, I know. It was a big. It was kind of like the first snow of the year.
Right.
I mean, so here's some fun facts about that snow. It became the biggest snowfall of the season, and what it had bumped out of the championship was Halloween. We had more snow on Halloween, October 31st. And by the way, it was only 1.8 inches, but we had more snow on that day than any other day all winter long, right up until Wednesday, the 14th. Then finally we got 6.9 inches of snow, and we are still, even with it, we are still well under 50% of normal snowfall. I mean, run around 40% of normal snowfall. So even that nice, healthy snow put us behind. I see that depending on where your listeners are, Pete made his snow depth map yesterday. And I don't know if your listeners are aware, the DNR makes snow depth maps. We have two versions, one that we produce and then another one we ship out to our parks and trails, and they use it for snowmobile trail updates.
Okay.
So you might see them in different colors. But the main one that we use, you know, it reserves the kind of the really nice snowy, high deep snow that's reserved for the whites and the pinks and the things that look cold on a map.
Right.
You know, blues and purples and pinks and whites. And then we use these really kind of horrendous autumnal browns and yellows for the really light snowpack. And, you know, so there's a little bit of green on this map indicating between 4 and 8 inches. That's around the Twin Cities. There is some snow. It looks like just outside of Two Harbors up the hill, it looks like there's some snow on the ground. But I saw that the co-op in town at Two Harbors is essentially reporting no snow on the ground. Is that accurate? You got no snow in town?
We have no snow in town. I think that's safe to say. Wow. Yep.
Wow. Yeah, it looks like up in the hills there's still, you know, anywhere between 2 and 8 inches. And there's a tiny area around Finland that maybe has over 8 inches of snow. And that's it for the state. Nobody has over a foot of snow on the ground. Not even the capital of winter. Not out in up the hill in Duluth or up in Finland, none of it. So
yeah,
it's something else.
So are people outside like raging and dancing wildly? I bet they are.
You mean driving to work and honking at each other?
Oh, yes. Maybe. Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah,
I forgot about the urban life.
Yeah. You have seen more people outside. And, you know, here's the thing. We did get cold in quotation marks following the snow, just like you're supposed to. So an actual cold front came through. The temperature went down almost into single digits this morning. And parts of southern Minnesota did get into single digits, even like one or two below up in far northern Minnesota. So it actually, this morning, almost, it looks and feels like winter. We heard comments yesterday, you know, this is such a nice snow for December 15th. And that's right. If it were it felt like the kind of snow you get at kind of the beginning side of winter, right as you move into the holiday season.
Yeah.
It's weird to think that, you know, the sun comes out and you could hear all the snow melting. And it's kind of weird to realize that this is the first time we've had this really all winter long. And it's, it's not long for this world, because it's we're now in the second half of February. The sun is about as strong as it is in late October.
And so
it's hard to keep a snow. It's hard to keep snow, especially if it's not a really deep snow. It's hard to keep it on the ground for too long this time of year. But the map of snow depth looks like, it looks like fall colors or maybe some kind of banana split or something. It's a lot of browns, yellows.
I looked at that this morning, and that's what I noticed too. It's kind of a swath in the middle with you guys right in the middle of it with some real snow, otherwise pretty sparse. But I can't help, we're glad up here for the World Cup's sake too. It just feels like a little bit of a Minnesota miracle, I guess it's been called. But you had mentioned last week there may be an active pattern coming. I don't know. What do you see now?
Oh gosh, yeah. I appreciate you holding me accountable. These are the, when we look out more than a week, it's always hard because the forecast models, for one, there's a lot of different scenarios. And you kind of have to blur your eyes. And the forecast models out, think of it like this. We have weather stations, weather balloons that are launched across the country twice a day, so that we have lots of real-time data. We have satellite information that doesn't just show you where the clouds are, but also kind of can take the temperature of the earth and get the relative humidity. So you have extraordinary coverage of real-time weather information. And then we have governing equations that we understand how the weather and climate behave because of they essentially respond to laws of physics in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And so when you load all of that real-time information into a weather model, unsurprisingly, you kind of push play and your question is, okay, what happens next? Well, the thing that happens next is usually pretty close to what those models suggest because you're fairly close in to all that real-time information. You've got a good understanding of how this all works. But as you get more and more time steps out from when you push play, you've got more sources of error that are introduced, those weather stations giving real-time data, they're not continuous. There's 50 miles in between them and sometimes more. And the weather balloons are only launched at, at 250-mile intervals. So they're not continuous. And the satellite, as great as it is, it still makes small temperature errors and small errors in estimating the moisture. And all of these little tiny errors and all of these little tiny pieces of missing data sort of add up. And the farther out you go, you get to 5 days. And now you got a lot more uncertainty in the forecast. And certainly beyond 1 week, it's almost like a coin toss. Oh, we could be looking at something that's real and we could not. And that's a long way of saying that, that really active pattern we were seeing last week, I can't really find it. It does look... It does look like Minnesota is going to stay kind of near a boundary of warm versus cooler air. I wouldn't say cold for the next week. Parts of northern Minnesota next few days are going to be cool. Not cold necessarily. Certainly not Minnesota cold, but much cooler than it's been. And then there's going to be this push of mild air, and it's going to make it up into central, maybe northern Minnesota. But the boundary between the two looks to be close to the international border. And so there could be more cool air coming in over the next week or so. Right now, though, I don't see any major weather systems. Nothing really impressive showing up until we get kind of deeper out towards maybe, what would it be? Like after the, towards the end of the month, basically. Mm-hmm. Maybe the 26th, 27th, 28th. We've seen signs of a strong low pressure system, but that's so far away that the weather models are almost, it's not quite a hallucination, but it's you can't really take them too seriously.
Yeah, well.
And so the bigger question is just, you know, which wins out, the warm air or the cool air? And my guess is because there's, especially in the areas where there's not a lot of snow on the ground, it's going to be pretty easy to get mild. And we could have some very warm conditions again by the final several days in the month.
Okay. Well, never fear. I wasn't intending to. I took it with many grains of salt when you said that last week. Anyway,
good.
As we'll take this warm air, cold air question for, you know, a week out. But it is fun to take note and sometimes see if those things do come to pass. And when you say, okay, so here's a question. You say warm air, cold air, is the place where those two meet going to be a place of some kind of precipitation action, however small, or not necessarily?
Doesn't really look like much.
Okay.
Nothing of I'm right now not seeing anything of consequence. And I, you know, the basically, you could kind of think of it like this: for the next week or so, we will have more, although there will be moments where it's pretty mild, we'll have more cool air in the region than we've had for most of this month. I wouldn't say cold air, but more cool air in the region. So just kind of looking at some of the basic forecast outputs, better exposure of below freezing temperatures over the next week. I said below freezing. That wasn't like
right.
A typo.
Right.
Then, you know, more of that than we've had. But it's going to kind of come and go. And then after we get into sort of maybe the next weekend and the following week, then the cold air just kind of goes. And then it looks like there's signs for really, really warm air. And by the way, Katya, it's okay. I'm not a professional. I do some forecasting, but I'm not a professional. And I'm always happy to admit that we'll make mistakes when we look forward. One thing I defend relentlessly is that we're a climatologist. So what we really do is we look backwards. We tell you what happened.
Ah.
And in that way, we're pretty much always right. So, you know, I'm willing to sacrifice a few errors looking forward if I get to be right every time I talk about what happened. So
that's a really good point. All right. Thanks so much, Kenny. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, we'll see. And we'll see what's in store for us at that time. In the meantime, enjoy whatever slivers of winter you can find.
All right, we'll do. You take care.
Thank you.
That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.